I had a direct ancestor in your company, a Corporal Larry Kahn. It saddens me that he didn't come back. I am over 10 billion individuals, but only one consciousness, she said. After you read, I will try to clarify this. I know that it will be difficult to understand. No other humans are quickened, since I am the perfect pattern. Individuals who die are replaced. There are some planets, however, on which humans are born in the normal mammalian way. If my society is too alien for you, you may go to one of these planets. If you wish to take part in procreation, I will not discourage it. Many veterans ask me to change their polarity to heterosexual so that they can more easily fit into these other societies. This I can do very easily. Don't worry about that, man. Just make out my ticket. You will be my guest here at Stargate for 10 days, after which you will be taken wherever you want to go, he said. Please read this book in the meantime. Feel free to ask any questions or request any service. They both stood and walked off the stage. Charlie was sitting next to me. Incredible, he said. They encourage men and women to do that again? Together? The female aisle man was sitting behind us, and she answered before I could frame a reasonably sympathetic, hypocritical reply. It isn't a judgment on your society, she said, probably not seeing that he took it a little more personally than that. I only feel that it's necessary as a eugenic safety device. I have no evidence that there is anything wrong with cloning only one ideal individual, but if it turns out to have been a mistake, there will be a large genetic pool with which to start again. She patted him on the shoulder. Of course, you don't have to go to these breeder planets. You can stay on one of my planets. I make no distinction between heterosexual play and homosexual. She went up on the stage to give a long spiel about where we were going to stay and eat and so forth while we were on Stargate. Never been seduced by a computer before, Charlie muttered.